Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I'm your host, Jay. It's Free Fall Friday today. I have a great show for you today. I got a special guest today, a very special guest, and I think you guys are going to really enjoy what we talk about, and we're going to also touch on some touchy stuff today. I hope that you're ready for it, but if not, it's okay, because we're going to go ahead and we're going to do it anyway, because this is what we do on Free Fall Friday. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, I hope that this is a great show for you, because it will be a great show for me. It will be a special show for me. And I hope that you will get the information that is getting ready to be given to you from my first guest. I ain't going to tell you who it is first, but for those of you that went and read the promos for the show, you should probably already know who it is. But I think you're going to really, really enjoy this show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Family with my girl, come to my world.
believed that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
up world, you already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret, and you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Real quick before I get to my first guest, which my folks on Facebook, you guys can already see. He's sitting here right beside me. But for you guys that's listening on the air, you can't, which which is okay. I'm getting ready to show you who that is right now in a second. But first, let me say, July the 30th, Little Theater Gastonia, Drele and The Gift with a night of blues and jazz. You guys need to go get your tickets now. Tickets are only $8 to $10. Go get your tickets. It is going to be a fantastic show. I promise you it's going to be a great show. It is going to be one of those shows that you're going to leave and you're going to really, really want more. I promise you. Speaking of more, you know, The Gift has released his first single on all major platforms for his first volume CD, which we got some really, really good surprises for this volume that's going to that you guys are going to hear later this year. He is doing some collabs with some super, super, super duper dope professionals, musicians. And I think that you guys are really, really, truly are going to like it. I think that you guys are going to really support it 150%. I hope you do, because it's nothing but great entertainment, and it is going to pop off a series of jazz shows that's going to be at the Theater Gastonia. So don't get it twisted. They're going to be doing this show on the 30th, and then he's got a bunch of more dates for the Little Theater Gastonia. You got all these jazz shows that he's going to be doing. Then you're going to have going into next year, then you're going to have the Independent Artist Festival next year. Then we're going to have the Battle of the Bands that's going to be this year. So I promise you it's going to be a lot of great things going on in the Gastonia area. And you have no other choice but to say that you're going to take part and participate. He's only 17 years old, guys. And when you hear him, you will not believe how talented he is when it comes to playing the guitar. Now, enough of that, because we're going to have him on the show next week. Right now, beside me, for those of you that are looking on Facebook, I have an up-and-comer gamer that is really making some noise in the gaming world, and he's doing his thing, and he's doing it very quickly, and you will see why when we get to talking to him. But first of all, he's my other son, and I'm super duper proud of him because of the things that he has going on and the growth that he has made thus far in the gaming world. And he goes by the name of the Gaming Raptor. So if you can, put your hands together and pay attention to what's getting ready to happen in this interview for Elijah Muhammad, the Gaming Raptor, on Live in the Day with Jay. Gaming Raptor, what's up? Yeah, this is a little awkward, you know, that I am interviewing my son. But I think it's going to be the first of many. I think that you're going to really make some things happen for yourself in this gaming world. So if you can, and I'll scoot over a little bit here so you can get on the camera a little bit more, and tell the listeners who you are and what you do.
Hey, everybody. I'm the Gaming Raptor. I pretty much make guys on this game called For Honor. And For Honor itself is basically a medieval game. I make guys and just play the game and just have fun entertaining folks sometimes. But I also bring out some informational tips on how to play the game and how to play different characters in the game. That's pretty much me, honestly. I just love it.
Now, you have a couple of channels that people can check you out on. What are some of those channels?
Yes. My YouTube channel is called The Gaming Raptor on YouTube. You can find me there. It has 2.96K subscribers on there. That would be me. And then I also have a Twitch, which is another streaming platform where I do go live, a live stream platform, and I play games. I play For Honor. I usually play Overwatch, play different games on there. It's called The Gaming Raptor Plays on Twitch. And I also have my Instagram, which is The Gaming Raptor Channel, and TikTok, which is The Gaming Raptor _. So, yeah, those are different platforms.
So, okay, so I know what I do when it's time for me to get ready to get on air. And, you know, and I'm not going to lie, sometimes I do be nervous. Are you ever nervous when you get ready to stream, or you know that you have a huge audience watching you and following you?
Honestly, at first, I was. It grows over time. It grows on you to where you'll just get out of that nervousness mindset in Twitch and YouTube, and you'll just get used to it. Like, I remember getting rated with people that had, like 100 viewers, and all those viewers would come over to my stream. At first, I was nervous, but then I just get settled in, and it was just really chill. So, honestly, it takes time to just get out of that mindset of being nervous.
Yeah, I think it's quite interesting that you said something about when you first start off. You know, I remember when you first started off, you was in my house. And I remember when you first started off, and you were having like 2 and 3 and maybe 10 people watching you. Was that a little discouraging?
It was at first. It was discouraging. Yeah.
Yeah, and then now I see on your guides, you got 40,000 people watching you and watching your videos. How does that make you feel?
That is really awesome, honestly. I mean, it really is cool to see it grow and everything. I mean, I take my time with what I do. I think on things with the channel. I mean, it's really awesome to see that.
I'm going to play. Let's see. I'll tell you what. We're going to in a second. I want to play just a little bit of one of your shows and or your streaming. What do you call them?
Video.
What? Oh, see, you're trying to be funny. I know they video. Well, anyhow, we're gonna play some of that, and I want you know, the people just get a taste of who you are and what you do. And what to expect when they see or hear one of your streams. Now you stream. What time of the day do you stream?
I usually stream at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Every day?
Not every day. Monday through Thursday. That's when I like stream during those days.
Yeah, and trust me, y'all. We know he streams during those times because we hear him yelling all the way upstairs, and I don't know what he be yelling about, but he's upstairs yelling like, oh, it's like that?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm just saying.
Okay. All right, well, maybe I might have to get on there and show you how to play some of your game. Now, are those the only games you play? Do you play any, like, sports games, or?
Honestly, right now, it's only For Honor, but soon I am thinking about branching out into different games and trying them out, see what happens. Probably make guys on them if I want to, just to see.
Why just For Honor?
Why just For Honor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, truth be told, honestly, I wanted to just get into For Honor more because at the time when I was doing videos and everything, I would start off with like different games, like this one game called Dragon Ball Legends. I done that. It didn't go too well, and then I switched to For Honor, which it had like a bit of a bigger following, and it's still small. It's still a small community, but
mm-hmm.
it's still amazing to see how many people will come and just watch you and everything, because there are some people that enjoy it. Like, many people go to different games and just stay on those different games, but then they'll go back to the old game, which is For Honor, which came out in 2015, 2016.
And For Honor. I hear a lot of people play that game, and I think it's pretty interesting. What we're going to do, I am going to take a quick break because I have to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and we're going to listen briefly to a little bit of your intro of one of your videos. Let's say something that has 40,000 views, and just see what you do when you get on, because the transformation is amazing. You guys might think he's a little shy now, a little timid now, but when he gets on these streams, it is actually a transformation that I think is pretty interesting that he does, because he goes into this whole mindset that I don't see with him. So number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
mentors inspiring males for success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Excuse me, I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, Cancun, spring break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops, someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me, I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid enhanced with a 5 nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. For those of y'all that have been on Mars, we are joined by the Gaming Raptor, who is a streamer, a gamer. What do you call yourself?
Gamer, that's all.
Just that's all?
Yeah, gamer.
What? Okay. Yeah, he is a gamer, y'all. That's what he said. He said he's a gamer. Geesh. I don't know where you get geesh from because I don't talk like that. I don't say geesh. But he is a gamer, and he is making waves in this gaming world, y'all. And I would not tell you that if I wasn't seeing it with my very own eyes. Hey, when you can get a residual paycheck from doing gaming, then you're doing something. Am I right?
Yep.
That's a good thing. That is a great thing. So we are joined here by the Gaming Raptor. And we wanted to talk a little bit more. I wanted to talk a little bit more about your methods and how you put all of this together, because some of this, I hear you, Surratt. Some of this, I don't understand how you even put this together. Let's just go on. I'm going to play the opening of one of your streams, okay? And just a little bit, just to show people what to expect when they log on to one of your streams or join one of your streams and you are in the process of doing your gaming thing. Yeah. All right. So this is, a Warden how-to guide. Okay. So just set that up for me a little bit. What is a Warden? What is that? Okay. I sound real old now, don't I?
Oh, no. Okay. So Warden in For Honor is one of the first vanguards you can get in the game. He's literally free. From when you start For Honor in the game, you have three choices that gain three vanguards, which is Warden, Raider, or Kensei. Now, Warden is one of them, and I decided to go with him because he's one of the easiest characters to get into in For Honor, pretty much. He's really simple, really easy to use, and I went with him because he's really easy.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to play the Warden how-to guide, okay, on the Gaming Raptors YouTube site. Oh, that's your intro. That's how you doing it?
What is up, guys? Welcome back to another video. In today's video, I'm going to teach you guys how to play with the Warden in 2021. Now, Warden is one of my go-to guys when I play pretty much brawls, duels. Sometimes Dominion or Breach. I'll put him in Breach and Dominion sometimes, but not all the time, since he can literally get messed up big time. Sometimes. I mean, people say he's not good, but I think he's really cool when it comes to Dominion or Breach. You just gotta play him right, and you just gotta know when to parry and when not to parry. So pretty much, he's one of my go-to guys, honestly. Whenever I pick him in Breach and Dominion, or duels or brawls. But today I want to teach you guys some tricks I have learned over the years of playing with Warden. I played Warden for about 2 years.
You sound like, sound like you've been knowing him for 20 years.
I didn't see guys on how to play him.
You said over the years.
I'll teach you his out of stamina punish, and I'll teach you some moves and everything you guys can do that you guys can use in basically duels, brawls, Dominion, pretty much that.
All right. Pretty good stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Pretty good stuff. So people will sit and listen and watch you, obviously, because this video has like 21,000 views. So, I'm trying to understand. When they log on, are they talking to you, or are you just addressing them, or just doing your thing about what you're trying to get out to them?
Okay. Basically, what I'm doing is that I'm just providing information on how to play this character and everything. And there, some people are just going to sit there and watch, and they'll comment their own opinions and like it if they like it, actually. And the thing about it is, just think of you as like the viewer sitting down watching this video.
Oh, we watch your video sometimes.
I know. Yeah, like just sitting down watching the video and everything. I mean, pretty much they're just watching the video, seeing what moves I can show them, and they'll probably use it in game or something. And they'll probably like it.
That's interesting. Do you ever get feedback of people who watch your videos, your streams, and they say, "Hey, man, you helped me out," or, you know, because gamers, you guys are on a whole nother planet sometimes, and y'all have your own lingo, you have your own community. Do you ever get any of them that reach back out to you and be like, "Hey, you know, like this guy Warden 66 or whoever he is," you be like, they call you or they text you and they say, "Hey, Gamer Raptor, I really appreciate you teaching me how to play with Calypto Warden 12, and because I didn't know what to do, but now I am entering a tournament." Have you ever had people just tell you how much your videos mean to them?
Yes, I do a lot. In my comment section, I'll go and look. A lot of people just love my guys and saying, "Thank you, man. You helped me out so much when it comes to this game. You deserve a sub and everything from me." And they'll do that.
A sub sandwich.
No, not a sub sandwich. Subscribe
in. Oh. No, subscribe. You said sub. I told you y'all have your own lingo. You said sub. I thought you meant they were going to give you a sub sandwich. I was like, what the crap they going to give you a sub sandwich for?
No. It's just they'll subscribe to me on my YouTube channel. And sometimes they'll go even further and go to my Twitch and they'll say, "Hey, thank you so much for helping me out with Highlander or for Warden and everything. I'm going to follow you, man. And just keep up on your streams and whatnot." And I get that kind of feedback, and that's really cool. And there are some people that do post their own opinions. And
trust me, I do know, son. You're going to learn that all too well. I don't show you and your brother and mom the emails that I get from some people, because you're going to have those people that don't like you. You're going to have those people who don't know if they like you. And you're going to have those people that 100% like you and going to take care of you and going to follow you and support you. But I will say this. I know I have more people that like me than don't like me. Just like you should know that you're going to have, or you do have, more people that like you than you do that don't like your content, which is okay. People are going to have their own opinion about what you're doing. And it's okay. It's okay. As long as you don't stop, and as long as you love what you're doing, keep doing it, because you're reaching somebody out there. I hear you, Surratt. I hear you. On the show with him, Man, I'm going to have to put one of my wrestling moves on him. What you mean, huh? But, you know, I just want you to know that me and Mom are very, 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 and brother, are very proud of you, because I know how choice was to pursue this and to not go another route, a route that you probably wouldn't have been too happy with, which is okay. As long as you're pursuing your dreams and you're using your gifts, we're all 100% behind you. I was going to be behind you if you didn't, but now I might have to hit you in the back of the head too to get you on the right track. But yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question. Who's better at gaming, girls or guys? Don't answer that. Don't you answer that. Exactly. Don't answer that. You got to be able to handle those type of questions. Don't answer that. But if you really want to, I would say girls every time if I was you. That's what I would say. Think that it's really. Do you have any female gaming friends?
I do, actually. I do a little bit of them online. Sometimes we'll talk. We haven't talked that much lately, but I'm going to try and reach out back to her as much as I can. Because she's also a Twitch streamer. That's what I know. She doesn't do other social media platforms. I helped her out a bit with her whole YouTube channel, Twitch, Instagram, like her social medias and everything, get her started and everything. I have to reach out back to her to see.
Oh, that's great. And that's what I'm saying. You're able to reach back out to people and help them is going to propel you to the next level. That's what I want you and your brother to understand, that you have to be able to, when you're moving forward, to have that arm backwards to pull the next person up, because you never know the impact that you might have on somebody. Now, we listened to your video. That intro was a monster. That intro was a monster. Intro sound almost better than my intro. So I need to know how I can get an intro like that.
Okay, if you know a person that made this intro, he made it for me. This is when I was starting with For Honor, and he made this intro for me. And his name is Cape Plays, and he's in my Discord as well. My Discord can be found on my Twitch again. It'll be in the About page, y'all.
And for those that don't know what Discord is, tell them what Discord is.
Discord is another platform that can be used for gamers or for anybody that just wants to chat with other people. Like, people who are into, like, radio, blog talking and everything, or, you know, like, gaming.
Man, y'all ain't got no radio people and no Discord. What is that?
There are some out there. Yes, there is. Okay.
You got some radio people in Discord talking about some games.
Not in my Discord. I'm talking about in different Discords. What do you mean? Like there is some radio. Okay, look, he is really cool. He'll help you out when you can. He is really busy, I know, but he will help you out, and he can make intros for anybody, pretty much.
So again, tell the listeners and the viewers that's on Facebook, when can they catch your streams?
You guys can catch my streams Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And they just need to log on to?
They need to log on to Twitch. And my Twitch is The Gaming Raptor Plays. Again, The Gaming Raptor Plays.
Okay. And then you have your YouTube channel where you post all of your streams and people can go back and watch them, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, y'all, I do know if you guys go on there is one video that is absolutely hilarious. And I think it's the video when you fell out the chair.
Okay, that one,
is that up on YouTube?
No, it's not on YouTube. It's on TikTok. I know that.
Oh, so you have a TikTok? Why you ain't telling people you got a TikTok also?
Okay, the TikTok as well is The Gaming Raptor _. You can go find that fallen chair video. It's there on my TikTok and everything.
Boy, I tell you what, you act like your mama. Listen to her and watch it. Look at her. Take it up for you. You probably said it low. I couldn't hear you. But here is the thing. The most exciting thing about you. I know you're very shy. I know you're very personable. But then when you get on this mic and you're talking to your, what you call them, Raptor Knights? Raptor Pack. When you're talking to the Raptor Pack. And, nah, can we? He said, well, count it is for you tonight. And for you guys that are listening to the show, I it's funny because, you know, some of the people and one of my homies from back in my Boys and Girls Club days is saying some stuff, and it's not right, but don't give her no ideas because I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that at all, and that's what I'm commenting to. So, guys, don't think I'm crazy, but it is Free Fall Friday. And I want you guys to enjoy this show. But, yes, you get on this thing and you just open up into a whole different person. What is that transformation like? Is this your comfort zone?
Yes, it is my comfort zone. I do feel comfortable whenever I'm on here talking to different people. I mean, you are talking to different people around the world, but, yeah. But it does feel like it's, like, nerve-wracking, but at the same time, it's not.
So for the young Elijah that's out there, the really small young Elijah, what advice would you give them when it comes to being safe online, talking to people while you're gaming or just starting out and all that? What advice would you give that young Elijah or young Susie? What would you give them?
What I would say, if you got something you want to do, you're passionate about, go for it. You don't stop at anything. If you're on, like, online and everything, you're live and all, you just feel comfortable. Feel comfortable, lean back, just have a good time, talk to the fellow people out there. Mm-hmm. Don't feel discouraged if you have, like, one viewer or two viewers or three viewers or zero viewers. I mean, that will come in time. You just focus on your craft and focus on entertaining folks. Post it on different social medias, and then the views and the big millions of people will come to you.
What about those that, what about safety?
Now, safety, one of those is that you don't want to say anything derogatory, like anything messed up. Like something like this is really, how can I put it? Derogative. Yeah, that don't say anything derogative. Don't say anything that is against somebody, like somebody's religion or someone of skin color, anything like that. Don't say anything. You want to be safe with your own platform, and you want to keep your chat safe too. Keep everything else safe.
Yeah. Wonder if, like, you know, you have lots of weirdos out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what if they start asking you to send pictures or just being disrespectful to you? How do you combat that?
Them and report them. That's how you would do it in your chat, in your Twitch, your YouTube. You report them and then ban them and everything.
And then, if you're young, tell your parents.
Yes, tell your parents too.
Tell your parents because you don't need any of that in your life. And you don't need to be bombarded with a bunch of weirdos. Because there's some weirdos online, y'all. I'm telling you. I there's some weirdos out there. I deal with them all the time. Some of them might think I'm weird, but I'm not weird like that. And I know you're not weird like that. So we're going to continue to bring the very best that we can in some of the young people that are out there. And I just hope that you guys can go and support what he's doing. Because like I said, he started off with two or three viewers. Sorry, guys. Two or three viewers. And I'm really proud of what he has become, and I think that with everything that's going on in the world today, we need to sometimes give that microphone to our young streamers, influencers, whatever you want to call it. You don't consider yourself an influencer, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that okay?
I do. I'm pretty much looking at this. I help people every day, try to entertain them. It's another bad day and everything. That's what I try to do.
Okay.
Help people out, that's all. Keep them safe. And I just want them to keep enjoying their life and enjoy whatever they want to do.
Okay. Well, Kevin said, thank you, young man. He said the youth needed to hear this from a young person. And you don't remember, Kevin, you was a baby. But, yeah, you was a baby. When I was working with Kevin, and me and Kevin go way back.
Really?
Yeah. He knew you when you was a little thing. And now you're a big thing. And you're trying to do big things. And that is what I am most proud of. So I really, really appreciate you taking time to come on Yo Man's show and to talk to some of those young people that listens to the show, because I do have them. And I think what you have to offer is something great. I'm going to bring you on Shop Talk. So just prepare for that. I'm going to bring you on Shop Talk. And maybe we can even do a live Shop Talk while you're doing a gaming session. And I can see all the little girls you be trying to talk to and all this, that, and the other while you're mine, because I know you be trying to talk to them. Don't be trying to act like you don't, because I know you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, no, we ain't going to cut no mic. We ain't cut no mic. So I know what you're doing is a great thing, because you could be out here doing other stuff, stuff that don't make sense and stuff that is detrimental to your growth, your mental, and society. But you're not, thank God. And I hope that something, my prayer for you is that something that me and your mother instilled in you is starting to come in fruition. And I think it is. And I can't wait to see what the next 5 years bring for you. So thank you for coming on the show. We'll give you a round of applause. Yeah. You're quite welcome.
Thank you. That's what we call right there.
That's the what?
The golfer's clap. Yeah.
Boy, see, you coming on here with that old strange gamer talk.
Why?
I ain't never heard nothing about no golfer clap.
Okay.
Who is that, the gamer world?
I mean, I created it, okay? I'm a Switch.
So all your little Raptonites and y'all get together and do a golf clap.
Raptor pack,
yeah.
Raptor pack.
What is that? So when you do something good,
mm-hmm.
you and the Raptonites do this.
Well, I do this, okay? I don't know if they do it.
And what are they saying when you're doing that?
It's like, man, what in the world?
Yeah, exactly.
What
merch. Tell them how they can get some of your merch.
Oh, yes. You can get my merch, Stream Elements. It is on my Twitch as well. It will be in the About page. The Stream Elements link will be right there, and you can go get you some Raptor Pack merch and all that. Right there in the About page.
And if you log on to his streams, a lot of times he is wearing his merch. He does have his little Tupac rag on. I guess that's what he is, the rapping Raptor. And he has a little Tupac thing on, and I think he looks real cute.
Thank you. that makes me feel special. Thank
yeah.
You.
Okay. Well, you should feel special.
I do. I feel special. Yes.
Y'all, one day I'm going to let him take over this show and run the whole show one day, and I just can't wait to see what that is. They're probably going to get mad at me up at the station, but I can't wait to see what that's going to bring. So I love you, son. And you continue doing what you're doing. You know we are behind you 150,000%. One more time, Kevin wants to know one more time where to get the merch.
Oh, yes. It's Stream Elements. My link will be in the About page of my Twitch. I will have it there.
So if you go to your Twitch.
My Twitch is The Gaming Raptor Plays. Yes.
The Gaming Raptor Plays on Twitch. And you can go to the link, the Stream Elements link. It'll take you straight to his merch, and you can get shirts, hats, whatever. I think, do you have hats on there?
Yeah, I should have hats on there. Now, again with the link. Now, if it doesn't show up in the about page, you'll have to go to the chat where it will say chat. You press exclamation mark merch, and then there. It'll have my merch link, and then you can press it right there in the chat.
Boy, you should be able to just click on it and go straight.
Yes, it's there. It should still be there. It should.
You're talking about you go around here and turn left and go right and go down the hill, hit the stop sign, hit two lights, and they lost by then. Go to, click on the link that says Stream Elements.
Yes, it has Stream Elements.
Okay, and that'll take you straight merch, and that'll take you straight to the his merch for, you can buy it there. Right. Stick around with me for the rest of the show. All right, guys, number to call. Oh, is there anything else that you want to say to the people out here?
Thank you for having me on, honestly. That's what I would say.
Oh, well, you're welcome, son. You know this platform is your platform, too. I can't wait for them to see everything that you're going to be doing, all right? All right. Your mama's for Sanford and Son. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. I can't believe she called us Sanford and Son. You guys definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Dre, with Jay. Yeah, Dre too.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mile again. You wanna ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load. And dropping off,
cause it's
the funk I'm
gon'
bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass courage to ballin' out of control. To skiing with no rubber and numerous cootie holes. To robbed at 22, put in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1's possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a featuring to my song. So I'm back to the money even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic tech enterprise.
Alright,
I've been behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Huh. Yeah. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring. Huh.
Them programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama told me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load. Dropping off
because
it's the folks I'm
going to bring. Malcolm X, one of the most articulate exponents of the black movement.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factors, illiterate, uneducated,
people are rising up.
Negative characteristics you can think of.
Wherever they are, the symbols today.
And because
they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first time
New York,
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, our ministers, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody.
Right.
I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. The call is 515-602-9653. Let me take the time real quick to say I appreciate Chicago, South Philly, New York, Georgia, Gastonia, of course, the Gastonia area. Bakersville, California, most definitely, Tallahassee, Florida, Houston, Tacoma, Washington, Colorado. I call them out. Did I call them out? Well, I do it again. And Little Rock, Arkansas, I appreciate you guys for continuing to support the show. Please continue to support the show and listen to the show and tune into the show, because there's going to be great things. Like I told you, this summer show has just started. Really start kicking up. I have some super guests that are going to be coming on the show in the next couple of weeks. All the way up until like September, you're going to have some guests on this show, and you're going to be asking yourself, how in the world did he get these people on his show? But it's going to be a great, interesting, knowledgeable time that I'm going to give you. Also, go get your tickets for the Little Theater of Gastonia. For the Dre Lay and the Gift Evening of Blues and Jazz, or Jazz and Blues with the Gift and Dre Lay. That is July the 30th, showtime, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And you guys, the tickets are only $8 to $10. So I'm telling you, it's going to be a great event. You're going to love it. You're going to really, really love it. And, hey, Kevin, if you're on here, I know you was playing around with the guitar when we were at the Boys and Girls Club. Wait till you get a load of this kid. Wait till you get a load of this kid. It's something special. Also, I'd like to thank the Gaming Raptor, which is my son, for coming on the show and showing us, there they go, and showing us what it is to become a gamer, a streamer, influencer, a lover boy, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, y'all, he's still here. I appreciate him for coming on the show. And when it gets time closer for when we get things written in stone for the gaming convention here in this area that he will be sponsoring, I will bring him back on the show and we'll talk more about it. It is going to be a big thing. I promise you it will. It's going to be a great thing. So we are in the mix of doing that, and I want you guys to stay tuned for that. Please go check his streams out. Go to his YouTube page. Go to his Twitch page. All you got to do is click subscribe or follow. That's all we ask. We don't ask for no money. Just subscribe or follow. That's all I ask you for the show. Just subscribe or follow. That's all. Just support. That's all we need, and we can keep things like this in the community. And then we can keep informing you of the great things and the great stories in the community, because they're all over the place. We have so many great people doing things in this area. We need to really be able to band together and do things all as one, because that's what it's all about. All right. So real quick, before I get off the air, I just want to say real quick that there needs to be a conscious effort on everybody's part to ride that lightning bolt of positive energy. We have to understand that the energy that we put forth in front of ourselves and project to other people, it is contagious, y'all. Contagious. It is very, 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 very contagious. And I promise you that when you project that positive energy to people, they gravitate towards it. They gravitate towards it, and sometimes it can make people's day. sometimes it can turn a bad day into a very positive, good day. So when you see me put things on my Facebook page, I ain't compete with nobody. I could care less what the next person's doing. I do have people compete with me. I know that. I don't care. If that's how you want to spend your time and your energy trying to get one up on me or anything that I'm doing, then I suggest you go and take a very long, hard look in the mirror at yourself. I suggest you say to yourself, why? What is my why? What is my why for doing what I'm doing? I can tell you very easily in one sentence. Well, it probably take me more than one, but I can tell you really easily what my why is for doing this radio show. My why is to give you those that don't have a voice, the platform to be able to come on this show, do what you need to do, say what you're going to say, and heal in the way that you need to heal. This platform is for healing. This platform ain't for a bunch of nonsense. Who cares if you selling more tickets than what I'm selling for an event? I don't care. I don't care. I still try to support you because at the end of the day, that is your negative energy you have to live with. I'm not going to have a part of it. What I do it for the community. I do it for the people that I'm involved with. I don't do it for clout. Just get that straight. I don't do it for clout. So you're not going to see 50,000 texts or 50,000 posts on Facebook talking about what I'm doing, popping my collar. Man, who cares? Don't nobody care. I don't. I don't. Keep doing what you're supposed to be doing right by the people. That's all I ask. That's all I ask, and I will support you 150%, even though if you don't support me, that's what it's about. We got to know what real brotherhood and sisterhood is, and it don't matter if you're black, brown, blue, green, purple, white. It don't matter. A brother's a brother, a sister's a sister. But in our black community, we got to get ourselves together, and we have to start supporting one another. Stop all the foolishness, all right? I tell you guys, as I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, be live in the day with Jay. Check out the show Monday. We're going to have Robert Kellogg, Councilman Robert Kellogg, on the show to talk about upcoming events going on in Gastonia that is going to promote nothing but peace. And speaking of peace, I'll see you guys next week. Peace.